Greetings, everyone. Here we are together, having darshan, you and me, or all of you and me. It seems that groups are watching darshan of the day. This is Wednesday, September 16th. We had an experience today, a very nice experience. Yesterday, a group of Christian missionaries visited our Hindu temple, taking pictures and making a little video. And today, we went to the local pastor. I sent three of my ministers to see him, Pastor Tom, and asked, what are you going to do with the pictures and what are you going to do with the video? You did not have our permission to take the pictures, nor do you have our permission yet to use them. He was very nice. He's from the world is going to end in the year 2000. Well, if the world is going to end year after next, isn't it a waste of film? Maybe we should be making some preparations for the hereafter. He's the local pastor of an evangelistic church. He's also our TV repairman, he reminded us. Our TV, we have several of them, break down occasionally in the heavy humidity of our garden island. And he knows this very well because he works for Sears and Company. Well, they were very cooperative. They're going to send us a video they have already made about the end of the world. And we reminded them that we are a member of the Interfaith Council of the Island of Kauai. We want harmony and happiness and cooperation in the spirit of aloha among all the religions on this garden island. Most are Buddhists. I'd like to invite you to join my worldwide fellowship, Saivasadana Church. It has so many benefits. For instance, we don't have divorce. We don't even use the word divorce because it never happens. There's a home in 8 countries if you want to visit. Make a pilgrimage, make a tour, get acquainted. Strict caring for children, chaperoning, and all the benefits of life like it used to be before the First and Second World War. If you want to join Saivasadana Church and for me to be your guru and my swamis, yogis, and sadhaka, your ministers, and all of our Kulapati missionary families to help guide you on the spiritual path, which includes many other things spiritually, socially, culturally, economically, and education-wise, let me know. Contact us. We invite you. Also, listen to the lesson of the day. This is a very good one today. It tells of the importance of the Panchatara Mantra, Om Namah Shivaya, and why initiation is necessary. But more importantly, why preparation for the initiation is necessary. It also speaks about the Ardha Hindu, half Hindu, those who have one Hindu name but still cling on to yesterday's karmas and yesterday's names. I think you'll enjoy it, and it's only a click away. You are a wonderful person. You're looking at me, I'm looking at you. We are enjoying each other. And did you live as a soul all day rather than a human being, a physical body, an emotional network, an educated, intellectual, egotistical person? Did you just live as a soul, like we talked about yesterday? If not, listen to what we said yesterday and live as a soul tomorrow. We want to make spiritual progress. Spiritual progress does not come in the medical lab by cutting frogs open and investigating their insides. Spiritual progress does not come programming computers. Spiritual progress does not come engineering anything that has been engineered. Spiritual progress comes from self-determination, accomplishment of goals, controlling the lower emotions, awakening love in the heart for one and all, seeing God Shiva everywhere. Our Christian missionaries who visit us, we see Shiva inside of them. They don't, but we do. And we want harmony, and we demand harmony. And they felt, our three ministers, when they talked to them, they were very sweet, they're very determined in their own ways. We don't think the end of the world is going to come. We think a new beginning will come, and that's the end of something for something better. The Kali Yuga is waning. The next Yuga, the Sat Yuga, is coming. Be assured. Don't let anybody scare you, frighten you, make you afraid. Buy the merchandise that gives courage. Nothing can touch your soul. It's indestructible, untarnished, untainted, ever evolving through the experiences of life.